All this week, we've been reporting the challenges facing Maine's childcare industry and the families who are trying to access it. In the course of his reporting on the state's health and safety enforcement process for childcare facilities, Fred Bever uncovered one case of alleged violations that some advocates say points up how difficult it can be for parents to do their homework. Fred joins me now. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Erin.
What is the case you've been looking into?
One of the most serious sets of violations in the last year that I found happened at the Old Town Orono YMCA. Over the course of multiple inspections in late 2018 and early this year, an inspector from the state's Child Care Licensing and Enforcement Division documented instances of several things. Staff pulling infants by their arms, kicking and slapping children, pressing them down to make them sleep, eating their lunches, feeding them restricted food, and swearing at them. The documents don't quite make it clear whether more than one staffer was responsible for the rough handling, and the state did not provide me comment on such details. The inspector's report does say that five staffers failed to immediately report the abuse to authorities, as they should have been required to do.
Did the state take action?
Yes, the facility's full license was revoked and replaced by a conditional license that required all the violations to be corrected within 2 weeks or less from that issuance. 2 months later, the Y and the state signed a consent agreement detailing the requirements, and the Y's full two-year license was restored. You can find that consent agreement on a state website called childcarechoices.me. But until I made a Freedom of Access request, the site did not include any details of those actual violations that occurred. After I started asking for more information, a state spokeswoman told me that the inspector's reports should, in fact, have been posted to the website, and she told me the state would do so. Right now, you can find them on our website.
What does the Old Town Y say?
Well, in an email, Old Town Orono YMCA Executive Director Deborah Boyd wrote that the organization was unable to comment, but she also said that the center has a 20-year history of compliance and taking care of children safely.
Did your research turn up similar problems elsewhere?
Well, in most cases of significant violations going back 5 years, the state does appear to have properly posted the records. There's a quirk, though, that allowed me to see some other pretty serious situations that could only be revealed through a Freedom of Information effort.
How is that?
Well, it's for facilities which have had their licenses voided or which have gone under new ownership following a revocation. In Lewiston last year, for instance, the state voided the license for one pretty big child care center because basically it was in chaos with numerous violations that ranged from poor care to failing to report that one of the directors had been convicted of unlawfully touching a minor. The center is under new ownership now, new management, new staff, entirely different structure. The public can see on the state website that that new version of the facility has a provisional license and has corrected some relatively minor violations.
But the reports on violations by the previous owners are not on the website because?
Because that business simply does not exist anymore. We found other cases where the website doesn't seem to be entirely up to date. And some children's advocates also fault this site for unwieldiness. They say it's still too hard for parents to thoroughly research a facility's quality and history.
What is the state's response?
State officials say parents are welcome to contact inspectors if they have questions about any facility they find on the website, and you can find inspectors' contact information if you search through it. State officials are working to improve compliance with federal quality and transparency rules in general. Advocates for children note that if those officials don't get all of their rules up to date by this fall, the state will lose significant federal block grant funding for child care. That update will include, by the way, Erwin, creation of a new program to get all licensed child care workers fingerprinted so their backgrounds can be checked against a national database.
But state officials tell you that child care in Maine is very safe.
Yes, and they point out that there are some 1,800 licensed child care programs here, which serve well more than 40,000 children. Every one of them gets an unannounced inspection at least once a year. When deficiency are found, monitoring is increased. In fiscal 2018, statistics show that there were no deaths at Maine child care facilities, 7 serious injuries, and 3 cases of child abuse. And children's advocates say compliance with basic standards has indeed improved.
So how can parents be informed about the record of their local child care providers?
Well, with that website that I mentioned earlier, which is where I started my research, 2 years ago, the state created childcarechoices.me, that's its name, to allow parents to search for providers by location or zip code. They can click through to see licenses and other documents. And for participating facilities, parents can find a numerical score that rates a facility's quality based on a national standards and credentialing program.
So on that state website, Child Care Choices, parents can see participating facilities' quality rating. Is there anything else parents should watch out for?
Advocates urge parents to note the issuance of a conditional license. That happens when an inspector finds violations serious or numerous enough that formal action is warranted, just as they did in that Old Town Orono YMCA case. But parents should know that when a full license is restored, that notice of a conditional license goes away. So they may need to do some additional digging to find records of violations, even when a facility appears to have a full operational license.
And you can access more information about the state's child care rules and enforcement on our website, mainepublic.org. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Erwin.